Good morning. I'm Peter Inch along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about golf. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them in to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we'll answer them on the next Saturday show. We are the 2023 Consumer's Choice Award winner. We're up 3 to 715 people following us on Facebook, so please go to the Peter Inch & Associates Facebook page. And we're looking for Hometown Hero nominations. Anyone who's making a difference in our community by serving others, just call our office or email us at inchbyinch@peterinch.ca. How's Mr. Gilbert?
I am good. Yeah. I mean, how can you not be good when the weather has changed to, I mean, now it's going to get colder next week again, but I mean, let's face it, we've been waiting all winter for this weather and now it's coming.
Have you had your air conditioner on yet?
I've had my my ductless on. Lexi turned that on just this past week. So, yeah, she said, it's getting hot up here, Dad. And I just said, well, that's fine. Just you can't set it to 59 and walk away and never do it. I said, so I set it to a proper temperature and just said, please leave it.
Yeah. Well, I turned mine on. I turned it on, first of all, to check it. So I always say, take your cover off. Make sure it's breathing. Turn it on, run it for an hour. You can even have your windows open and run it for an hour just to make sure that everything's functioning fine.
Yeah.
And then it was working great. And the other night I looked at the dog and it was kind of breathing heavy. And I went over and looked at the thermostat and said, yeah, well, it's a little warmer in here than normally I keep the house. So we flipped it on and brought the temperature down quick. And the dog stopped breathing heavy and, you know, Okay. Everything was good.
Wow. You could just shave her, right?
No, okay. The vet told me never to do that.
Never cut her hair.
Undercoat that they have is what keeps them warm in the winter and cool in the summer. And
isn't
if you shave it off, then they now will get heat stroke and things like that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, so there you go. Learned something. That's why I have to vacuum every day.
Great Pyrenees. Yeah. Yes, but you can comb them. You're supposed to comb them though, right?
Yeah, you comb them, and this time of year you get a lot out of it, but it's really the upper coat that is what you're taking off.
Okay, not getting down into. I see. Didn't know that. Isn't that interesting?
But they go out, dig a hole, roll in it, you know, stand up, and they do their shake, and it's just like you. What was that? Sesame Street with the cloud of dust.
No, that was Peanuts. Pig pen, yes.
So there's just that cloud of dust that comes out, and I go, and I wonder why my house I get so dusty.
Dusty, inside. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, but exactly.
She's a good dog, and we got the water bowl out for all the neighborhood dogs.
Oh, that's out already?
Yeah, it's already out, hooked up, new filter put, so it's filtered water.
Oh, my goodness.
That the dogs get, and I had a... Had to get a couple new screws and got that all fixed.
What about
up.
The geese? Where are the geese?
The geese have been by and had some drinks.
Did they?
But Tundra barking at the window, they didn't like the atmosphere, so they have gone.
They decided it's not really a safe place for them to hang out?
Yeah. And okay. The ducks have chosen the municipal pool in Byron. Yeah, so they've moved over there.
That'll be a short time for them, too, there, right? Yeah, they won't be able to stay there for too long.
So I see him fly over once in a while, but yeah, I am no birds on the grass.
I was out driving in the west end of the city just yesterday, just around evening, and I bet you at three different farmers' fields, I saw at least 100 to 120 deer.
Yeah.
Just, you almost thought that there were cattle out there, but there were deer, just grazing, clear as could be. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Well, I think it's Pack. Is it? What's the road by your church? Pack Road?
Pack Road, yeah.
Well, be careful driving down there because I saw, like, it looked like 100 turkeys.
Oh, really?
In the left, heading south in the left. And I thought, okay, you know, these things try to go across this road. You know, there's going to be a lot of car problems.
They're not as stupid as geese. They actually fly. Yeah. You know, geese will waddle across the road. I'm sure they do it just to test your patience. Yes.
Well, we haven't got to the baby geese.
Yes.
You know, that's the one when the whole row, and they're taking their time. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
And you just, you know, everybody's going, what's the traffic jam doing
up there? Like, what's the problem?
Yeah, yes. Only in Canada do you have the Canadian geese traffic jam.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in the U.S., they'd probably just run the bloody bird over, but we can't do that here. It would just be wrong.
Now, we're going to stop talking about curling.
Are we?
Yeah, because, like, we lost, again, the World Championship.
No, we didn't.
Final.
It was a good game. Like, it was a good game.
Good game for Scotland.
Yes, yeah. But, you know, we finished second, got a silver medal. Still medaled. I mean, we medaled in both the worlds. Was it gold? Was it our color of choice? No, but at least they brought a medal home.
Yeah.
Right?
So it was, and I mean, the way they had played in the semifinal and the quarterfinal, they were hot.
Yes.
And really good. And you thought that's going to carry on, but it was kind of reversed. The Scottish played that way, and Canada was struggling. But now they're in Toronto playing, and Gushue shoots 100%.
Yes.
So he's back. Just had that one tough game. So.
Yeah. And I mean, and Mowat's lost a couple of games. Like, he's, when you see, but I mean, the pressure's off them now. So I know this is the slam, but I mean, the pressure's off.
Yeah.
They've won the world championship. They have nothing to prove.
Yep. But, you know, and still there was some talk at the Worlds about how good the Brier was in London again, and how well everybody did. And they do a closing video of the whole season of champions.
Oh, do they?
You know, it was nice to see the Brier clips in there, watching that. And now we're offering the street banners.
Right.
Or that hung from the poles down Dundas Street and some on Wellington and some on Richmond, that they're now, we're offering them for $25 cash that you can pick them up at the office. Or if you know people across Canada who want them, it's $25 plus $10 for shipping, and we'll ship it across Canada, wherever that is. And you can go to our Peter Inch Associates Facebook page, and the information is there of who you need to contact if you want to ship them, and you can pay online at that point, or you can drop by the office here and pick them up for $25 cash, and the money's going back into the curling community in our area.
So, well, that's good.
We got one hanging in the office here, or I should say in the warehouse, is where it's hanging up.
I saw it.
And you know, Facebook's already, Oxford Dodge has called for one. You know, everybody's getting involved. So
Parkey's Picks decided he needed a... needed a banner, did he?
Yep, he wanted. I might put it on his crutches. You know, he's still on his crutches, so he can put one on either side as he walked around.
Okay,
so
right.
It's affecting his golf game.
Is it?
Now, you've already golfed this year, so.
I have. I had the pleasure of golfing in South Carolina. Yes, but it's still, the weather's nicer here already.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Well, I drove by the Fox, and it was packed.
Yes.
And it looked like they were pouring a new patio up there. I'm thinking they never
thought that
everybody was going to be here this early. And then I drove by a couple as I was heading up to Lucan, and they were all busy, and everybody was golfing and having a good time. And
the golf courses are happy with this weather, and especially, you know, all the rain we had. All this warmer weather and the winds and everything have really dried things up, so...
So your clubs are in the back of your car?
Not yet. I've got to take my heaters out that you provide for customers on no heats. I've got to take them out just to make room so I can put my golf clubs back there.
And mine are in the garage.
And I know you'll be really happy to hear this. I also have to put my baseball stuff in there too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hurt yourself again. It's okay. Slide in and just wreck yourself. Okay. No problem.
Yeah, something about a person my age shouldn't be playing baseball. Yeah.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, a home comfort show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Well, we always say this, and sometimes I think people think that we're kidding, but we say, you know, there's no better time to buy an air conditioner or a heat pump or a furnace than now because the prices are going up. But we sat on a call today where equipment increased from 13 to 17%.
Right.
And
just like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, here's your new pricing. Congratulations.
Yes.
And then we have to go and adjust our pricing to cover that. So, I mean, now it's difficult to even hold an estimate for 30 days.
It really is, yes.
You know, the way that the things are increasing. So if you're thinking of a new furnace or a new air conditioner or a new heat pump, do it now, even with the greener home grants that are out there. Jump on it. I always say it's not going to be cheaper than what it is today.
Right.
Because the prices just keep going up.
And the thing about the greener home grants as well is, you know, there are some product shortages. So now we haven't quite caught up. This whole transition to the heat pump world, so the greener home grant, really the manufacturers were never consulted about this. The country just decided to move forward in this direction, and it's a good direction. But, you know, the manufacturers really were probably pushing out air conditioners, all of a sudden have to push out heat pumps. So it's quite a surprise to them, and not only just heat pumps, but heat pumps that they have to hit certain efficiency numbers and targets on. So there's a lot of testing that had to be done and submitted properly, and for them to be recognized that they're a qualifying product. So a lot of work, a lot of people were caught unaware, and also, which just leads to some shortages.
Well, and even, you know, they mentioned there was even a hiccup in the, you know, expiry date of when you see on products, and it's 05.
The submission date. They said it, MA, and they thought it was May, but it turned out that number was March.
Right.
Yes.
So, you know, I see it, you know, we see 03/11. So it's that the 3rd of November?
Right.
Or the 11th of March,
yes.
And you don't know, and they, unfortunately...
Guessed wrong,
and some of them didn't get their product on the form.
See, don't they know how to just pick up the phone any day and just make a phone call and call people and talk to a voice, right?
No email, no text, pick up the phone...
And call, right.
And it will take 30 seconds for you to get the answer.
Have a conversation.
Be correct.
Have a conversation, yes.
Now, we also had a good friend of ours that emailed in that had a concern with their boiler system, that they thought it was coming near the end of its life, was 13 years old?
15 to 16 years of age.
Yep.
And it's starting to show signs of some wear and tear, and not that it couldn't keep working, but that wear and tear could be getting expensive on because it's out of warranty as well. So with boilers like that, they don't get a lifetime heat exchanger warranty because it's water. Water is certainly more aggressive and harder on a product than air is. So and putting natural gas through it. So those are just some things I had to go out. But they had a thing called, like, there's boilers which are used for heating, but there's also combination boilers, or combi boilers we call them. And they, not only do they heat the water for your radiators or your in-floor, or maybe you have an in-floor, maybe you've got a heated driveway, or who knows what you're using your hot water boiler for, but they also have a domestic side as well. So I can eliminate my hot water tank, put in one product to do my heating as well as my domestic hot water use. So those, you know, in their 15 years ago, they're good, but they've made huge improvements in them going forward now. So the customer was complaining, or not complaining, just noticing that she couldn't fill her bathtub effectively, and that's just because of the flow.
Now, I use my bathtub quite a bit, and my tankless does just a fabulous job of filling it.
Yeah, so when we go out to a house to look at that, so let's say you're considering going off of your tank and into a tankless hot water heater, we look at those things. It's not just, sure, I'll put that product in. I need to know how many bathrooms you have, and I really need to know if they're two-piece, three-piece, four-piece. I need to know if it is, if you do have a shower, what kind of shower head you have. Do you have a regular low flow shower head at 2.5 GPM, or do you have a shower full of body sprayers and misters, and that they can kick out 8 or 9 GPM? GPM is gallons per minute. So those are important numbers for us when we're trying to size either a water tank or a tankless hot water heater. So your bathtub, your flow rate on your bathtub faucet would be important to me, because I know how much water that my tankless can support. And so it's never a problem in the summer. We never have a problem with tankless water heaters in the summer. Where we have a problem sometimes is in the wintertime, when the groundwater temperature is 40 degrees Fahrenheit and we have to heat it up to 120. So that's when products are really tested, especially tankless. So that's why we spend a little bit more time in a customer's home. I want to find out what the flow rate is of your fixtures so that when you start turning things on, you have enough hot water to support.
And that's like body sprays and rain, yeah.
Rain
shower
heads, all that thing. I need to know the flow rate on them. So I said to these people, because they're actually redoing their bathroom, I said, and they're going to be putting new fixtures in, I said, well, so combination boilers make sense. They really do. But I just, in order to make sure that you're happy with your bathtub, I really just, if you can find out what the flow rate is on your bathtub, on your bath fill, that'll help me guaranteeing that you don't have this problem going forward with your new combination boiler. I want to check the numbers and just say with confidence, this combination boiler will work and fill your tub the way it's meant to fill it, and you'll be happy.
Now, any galvanized?
Nope, no galvanized. Yeah, no,
because galvanized, you can have a flow rate out of a spout out of a tub, but if it's hooked up with galvanized, the galvanized can shrink it.
Right.
And you don't even get that flow.
No.
And I saw that in my bathroom, in my sink, that we decided, okay, I got to tear the ceiling open to run a new
water line.
Well, yeah. Air conditioner line set when I put in the air conditioner. And I said, well, if I'm going to tear it open, I might as well tear it right open and replace all the galvanized to the bathroom.
Right.
And now it's like I got a power washer when I turn it on. It's just, the flow is unbelievable, and I've never had that there.
Yes.
But now it's all works well, and
we had that in the house I lived in on Wellington Street, in the upstairs bathroom. There was galvanized, and certainly if you were running the shower in that bathroom and someone in the house flushed the toilet, the water shut off up there. There was absolutely no water whatsoever.
Yeah. I drove by that house on Wellington the other
day. Did you?
It looks really nice. It's still, they keeping it up.
Yeah, there's no pool in the back anymore.
They
filled that in. It's just the tree doesn't look as nice as it once did, because my mother made sure that the city wasn't allowed to trim it. She had it trimmed professionally. It's the oldest Japanese ginkgo tree in the city. It's a beauty, and they hacked it up pretty good because of the wires.
Yeah, I didn't know. I kept looking, trying to see if the pool was back there. That's too bad that they filled it in.
They filled it in. I mean, that pool was, I mean, we, my father put that in when we were really young, so I mean, it served a great purpose.
50 years old.
It was wonderful. Yeah, long time.
Got me in a lot of trouble, that pool.
Oh, did it?
Or no, Steve, you got me in all the trouble.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, it was my fault.
Yeah, exactly. Always the Gilbert's fault.
Yes, always my fault, yeah.
You're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch & Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We had some beautiful warm weather. Yes, it's going to get a little cold this coming week. But, you know, what should people do to get that air conditioner set, ready to go? You know, if they don't want to call us for a maintenance, what should they do?
Well, I mean, really, they really need to change the filter first and foremost. If you haven't changed your filter, all winter long, it's going to need changing. So it's been working. And so you don't want an excuse that your air conditioner is not providing cold air just because, and then you end up getting a freeze up because you hadn't changed your filter. So change the filter, check your thermostat. If it's got batteries, change your batteries. And then you're going to want to go outside and have a look at it. You're going to want to hose it off. So you're going to, if you didn't do that in the fall, maybe you did do it in the fall, but you should probably hose it off again. And simply that's, you're just going to take a normal water hose, not a power washer, and you're just going to use your garden hose with a normal nozzle and just spray on a 45 degree angle against the coils and just kind of start at the top and work your way to the bottom and just kind of wash it off. So you're going to, what you're trying to do is just wash all the dust and the dirt and sometimes now the tree fluff, because the trees are going to start soon, they're going to start pollinating and they're going to start having fluff come off them. You're going to have to wash it off after that happens again, just to keep that stuff off your air conditioner, because it's going to suck it in, especially if the climate's going to be warm like it is. Just wash it off, and you're going to run it, and just make sure that it's blowing cold air. If it's not blowing cold air, then that's going to be a problem, so you're going to want to get it dealt with right away.
And if you got a humidifier, you should shut that down?
Yep, so there'll be a little flap on that humidifier coming off the neck of the body, and you're just going to want, it usually would say summer or winter on, or maybe someone put a little marker on it with an arrow, you're going to want to make sure that that's closed.
Yeah, I didn't do that. I better do that when I get home.
You better do that.
I turned the water off.
Yeah, don't turn the ball valve off. You can turn the you can certainly shut the switch to, you could set the switch to off if you want. If it's your thermostat controlling it in there, you can turn it off manually, like on the controller. You could tell it to turn off. But really, you should, if you turn the valve off, you may forget to turn it back on in the fall. I mean, it's not going to run. If you have a plastic line, though, feeding your humidifier, you may want to shut that off.
Yep, or replace that line.
Or have it replaced with a copper line. And you can call us for that. We'll just come and we'll take that copper line off and then switch it with a hard, take that plastic line off and switch it with a hard copper line.
Now, if there's any co-ops listening to us, or members of co-ops that are listening to us, we were talking to a good friend of ours about what he's doing working with cooperatives or not-for-profit housing.
Right.
And he is, when they move out, someone moves out of the house or the townhouse, and he is coming in and air sealing it.
Right.
And looking at the equipment and maybe putting in a hybrid system to, number one, reduce the energy costs of that unit, so that over time they all get upgraded and they all get replaced.
Yes.
But the cost of energy for that whole cooperative would be a lot less.
It would be much less. So, yeah, that's certainly, there's lots going on and making our homes even still more efficient than they already are. So air sealing is a great way of doing that, as well as, you know, putting in, making sure that your lights are LEDs and not incandescents, and all kinds of stuff that you can do to save on energy. There's a real focus on that these days. And yes, he's also looking at the equipment and thinking, you know, this house could benefit from a new hybrid heating system just to reduce their carbon footprint as well as just as their energy costs. It was on the news yesterday about the Ontario Energy Board and the new ultra low hydro rate, which is going to be offered. So people with EVs and other things that they're doing in the evenings, you can charge at a very low rate. Now, keep in mind, if you sign up for that, your peak rate is going to go up to offset the low rate at night. But if you do have an EV or something like that, then that's prime time. Or if you've got an all-electric home and the heating's running during the evening, that's a awesome time to sign up for something like that and get the best electrical rate you can these days.
Yeah, and I mean, I heard him talk about doing your laundry or the dishes, and I do, you know, by the time I get home, it's 7 o'clock before I even start thinking of that stuff.
Right.
And I'm already doing it. You know, a lot of times as I go to bed, I'll throw a load in the washer or in the dryer, and then in the morning get up and fold it. You know, I didn't iron. You know, iron my shirt sleeve. I still iron my shirt.
I know you do. I know you do. Yeah.
You know, and get that all done. So maybe they can come up with a iron.
Maybe.
That charges by sunlight, so when I iron at night, you know, I don't use any electricity.
Yeah, maybe. That'd be great, right?
Yeah, they got rid of my speed starch. Can't even buy that
anymore. Oh, my goodness. What are they going to do with your speed starch? So yes.
That's a whole other story. Even have a lady in Montreal looking for
your speed starch.
Trying to find it. But you never know.
That's hilarious.
So with all this, you're doing a little advocacy?
Advocacy, yes. Yes.
Something like that, whatever that word is.
So yeah, I'm the current president of the London chapter for the HRAI, so the Heating, Refrigerating, Air Conditioning Institute here in Canada. And we had the opportunity to meet with parliamentary members this week on Zoom. So it was the office handles all that. So between Chelsea and Martin and Scott, they look after those things. And there is different parliamentary members throughout the day, as well as different time slots. So depending on your availability that you made available, then you could meet with. You were slotted to meet with certain parliamentarians. Yeah, and to discuss topics that are pressing on us on our issues these days. Yeah, it was good.
Did you bring up heat pumps?
Well, I brought up the fact that we have a workforce which can't support what the government wants to do with heat pumps, and we really need to focus on skilled trades. How are we doing that? How can we make it better? How can we make it easier? How can we attract the young kid who isn't being identified? Good work working with his hands, who make a great tradesperson. How can we get them interested in our industry?
Yeah, can we put trades back into the high schools?
Well, I mean, that's...
Or trade one high school with trades in it?
That'd be lovely, wouldn't it? Because we've been moving away from that with our schools by taking shops out of our school programs. And that really has hurt our industry because they're not being introduced to it, so they don't know if they're any good with it or if it's interesting to them. So that's a big kick. So I mean, that's really rewinding the clock and trying to figure out a better way to get our kids who are that minded, because there are kids who are just technically minded to want to work with their hands, whether that's carpentry, automotive, skilled trades in our area, like gas fitters, plumbers, all those things. There's a shortage across the country with that type of skilled trade that we need back in Canada.
Well, when I went to, you know, that great school, Peter Christopher Hint School, PCI, Parkside, you know, when I went to Parkside, I took electrical, electronics, drafting, carpentry, sheet metal, automotive, machine shop. I don't know if I missed one, but that was seven classes of trades over, you know, from grade 9 to grade 12. And you started to determine. And, you know, in one case, in sheet metal, we built the antique lamps that we were going to use at our prom for the evening in Paris. And then in the electrical, we put in a socket with a cord so we could plug them in with a flickering light in them.
Right.
So we were able to use our skills to help, you know, our prom and make it a pretty special night.
We did, remember, we did shop class at grades 7 and 8 at Scott Street.
Yeah.
So we were there, we did shop, we were introduced to shop class then and introduced to working, like making whatever we made.
So those plastic bowls that you would melt, and I still have that at home.
So we learned all that stuff at public school, even before we got to high school. So then when you went to high school, if that had any interest to you at all, then you could go over there and you could take a shop. I remember taking machine shop and automotive, I think. That's what I took. Yeah.
Well, You are listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. And when we come back, we'll hear from somebody that we're trying to help understand what the trades can do for them. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. This is my turn in part of the show when I get to do a quick interview. So I am sitting here in studio with me is our co-op student, Adam Ogirelli. How you doing, Adam?
It's very good. It's good to be here.
Anyways, first time on radio?
Yeah, first time ever.
Okay, yeah. All right. So it's kind of easy. We're just going to have a talk. So what school did you come from?
Sir Wilfrid Laurier.
Sir Wilfrid Laurier.
High school, yep.
Awesome. And so we were just talking about prior to you coming on about trades in the workforce and we needing more people in our skilled trades. So what attracted you to HVAC, heating, ventilation, air conditioning?
I think it was just, you know, seeing it and like the hands-on work you get to do, and just, I don't know, I think steering away from like the classical university and going towards doing hands-on work and working in a trade, it excited me. And yeah, I researched some of the trades and I saw HVAC and it looked pretty cool to me, so I wanted to try it out.
Okay. Yeah. And so you like working with your hands?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. And so how long have you been with us now?
Almost 2 months now.
Almost 2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how's that been going for you?
I've liked it a lot.
Do you?
Got some good training. Yeah. Practicing a lot. It's good to learn.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and there is lots to learn, right?
Oh, every day. Yeah. Every day.
So you don't just work with one person in particular. We've got you going out with a bunch of guys, right?
Yep.
Good.
I've primarily worked with Brandon Inch, but
yep.
I've gone out with a few guys now and tried service and install.
And what are you finding?
The install, the two-day kind of jobs that I've done,
yeah.
they're pretty exciting because you're in the same spot, just work on everything. It feels like a big, long project, so...
Yeah,
it's pretty fun for that.
And so, and you also get to work with people and customers and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, yeah. You have to know how to speak to people. I introduce myself as the co-op student.
Oh,
yeah, it's yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And so, was there anything that was a kind of a surprise to you about all this?
Yeah, how much there is. I never really realized how much HVAC actually is.
Okay.
You know, there's the furnaces, the heat pump, everything.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
Yeah, so, and so, not just that, but you're dealing with sheet metal.
Mm-hmm, yep.
And so now you're dealing with sheet metal, putting stuff together. The old equipment you're taking out is kind of on the heavy side, I take it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're getting a workout.
Yeah. Back is sore.
Back is sore. Okay. And generally, the people you're working for, you're in their homes, right?
Yeah.
And so, how are they treating you? Are they good?
Yeah, the customers have been nice. Yeah, nothing bad.
And welcoming?
Yeah.
Are you getting any coffee or pop or anything like that either?
I got one coffee. So
you did? Awesome. Coffee. Okay, yeah, you got a coffee. Well, then you know you're doing okay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
And so... since it was is this the only thing you're trying out in trades? Were you looking at any other opportunities, or was just HVAC one that really caught your attention?
Yeah, HVAC was the only one that really caught my attention. Now that I've started trying it out, I think this is the one I want to do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Think, yeah.
And so, working as a co-op student, I mean, we don't just let you just sit around and observe, right? We allow you to get your hands dirty.
Yeah,
and
that's what I like about it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to be digging up air conditioner stones and putting down gravel and leveling stones and helping set air conditioners. And, I mean, some houses are easy to do and some are a bit of a bear, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
there was one house 2 weeks ago and
yeah.
It was raining all day and then... It was really difficult to put the line set in.
Yes.
And, it showed how how hard it can actually be.
Yeah.
How frustrating it can be, yeah.
Yeah, so just like the mail service, it rain or shine, doesn't really matter. Even in the winter, you know, we install air conditioners and, yeah right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and now the weather's turning nicer. You know, it's going to be warmer outside, and, yeah, you get to work in the sunshine.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm excited.
So that's kind of cool. So how long do you get to spend with us?
My last day of co-op would be June 20th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's something, but this is something that you're gonna want to stick with.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Definitely.
And so is it, like, what grade are you in high school?
13. Great. So I'm doing my extra year right now.
Okay, you're doing your extra year. Yeah. Cool. So then next year, you'll have to make application to one of the trade schools. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're going to be taking your gas license?
Yep, both gas licenses.
Yeah. Oh, very good. Very good. And so any thoughts as to where you're going to take that license?
I think Highmark.
You're going to take Highmark.
The best option for me, yeah.
Yeah, Highmark is a good place, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, very cool. And so, and then, what else do I want to just say? HVAC, gas, how, you know, like our guys, have you been out, I know you've been working on install. Have you been out of the service guys at all?
Yeah, I went, on my first day, I went with Brandon Baldwin.
Okay,
to
yeah.
To a funeral home.
Yep.
And then I also did one maintenance with Rob.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, and then have you seen the hot water side of things, like the boilers or anything like that yet? Have you spent any time on those?
We did two boiler installs, I think.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
I think so.
So you really are getting a full spectrum of, you know, you're getting to see everything about the trade.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen a lot of it so far, actually. I'm surprised. It's pretty exciting.
And... So, how long is your schooling going to take?
Highmark is 5 months, I believe.
Okay, and then you're working. Then you'll be on like an apprenticeship program.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
That's the plan. Yeah.
Awesome, and your family's on board with you being in the trades, being a tradesperson.
They love it. They really do love it. Yeah.
And they see that you're kind of this is. I mean, obviously, if you're really enjoying what you do, you show it when you come home, right?
Yeah, yeah. They've seen that I like it a lot more than going to school every day. I don't go to school now. I'm only a part-time student, so I just do co-op. And yeah, I like it a lot more.
Oh, wow. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's great as a parent, because I am one, just to see your child find something that they really love to do.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm happy for you. We're really thrilled that you've chose us. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know how that works. Like, how is it that you select where you want to go?
You just look around for companies, and my teacher actually found you guys.
Yes.
And she told me about it, and I was looking at other ones, but this one looked like the most, like, I would get the most, like, real training here, so I decided to choose this one. She called Peter, I think, and then set up an interview.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
And so you got to meet, I mean, we're not a typical HVAC company because... there's 10 people who own the company here, so it's a bit confusing.
Yeah,
so
it is.
So you really got, you know, you got to be nice to everybody, but I mean, that's not a problem because you seem to be a very nice person. So
thank you.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, and you know, you've been a pleasure to have around. So, and you're learning fast from what, because you know, we hear everything, so we talk a lot about some stuff, and the guys really enjoy having you around, Adam.
It's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, looking forward to your career in HVAC.
Yep.
And, you know, we're thrilled. I'm thrilled just because I know the labor shortage we're experiencing here in Canada. So I'm happy always to find another tradesperson. And you can influence more people in your group, your friend group, to consider this as a career as well, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Those are exciting things.
Yeah.
Well, on behalf of Peter Itchin Associates, thank you for choosing us.
Yep, thank you.
And we look forward to your future, because I think you'll have a great one.
Me as well. Thank you.
Awesome.
Appreciate it.
So when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. You can listen to this show or any of our shows. You go to peterinch.ca and hit our podcast button at the top of our homepage. We want to say thank you to Adam Ogirelli, our co-op student here at Peterington Associates, for our hopefully he succeeds well at this trade, and we look forward to a bright future with him. But as we say at the shop, life is hard by the yard. Bye from Inch. Life's a cinch. We'll see you next week.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.